There's nothing super complex about the way Jake Calvert identifies his cows. He uses colored ear tags on his ranch in Norman, Oklahoma, and says this follows what he calls the KISS principle.
Keep it simple, stupid. Green is for grade cattle. Pink is for our purebred cows, and that's because all of them exhibit just a little bit more femininity than our grade cattle. Yellow's the bull.
Calvert can name a few of his cows even without tags, like Angie, a retired show heifer. Take the number tags off, though, and it gets a little tricky.
It'd be tough for me to say, oh, well, that's 24, and that's obviously the only red cow in the herd, 48, I'd be able to tell her.
Without ear tags, brands, or ear tattoos, a herd of cows looks like, well, just a bunch of cows, but not for a new technology.
The artificial intelligence looked at the pictures for millions of iterations and effectively taught itself which features of the bovine head were most characteristic of the species.
That's Casey Olson. He's a professor at Kansas State University. He and his team showed an AI a lot of cow pictures. Then they played a game of, have you seen this cow?
And 94% of the time, artificial intelligence got the right answer.
The ultimate goal is to develop an app called Cattle Tracks. Ranchers would snap a picture of the cow, then it'd be sent to a database with location and other information. Joe Hoagland's company is developing that app. He says it could lead to a speedier way to track a cow in the event of a disease outbreak.
We could trace it and quarantine it and manage it, much like we're dealing today with the coronavirus.
Highly infectious diseases like hoof and mouth disease could shut down the cattle industry. Right now, cows would have to be tracked mostly through paper documents and sales records to figure out how far it has potentially spread. Rosalyn Biggs is a beef extension specialist at Oklahoma State University. She says time is of the essence if a disease were to occur.
We need to be able to limit it because undoubtedly we will have significant interruptions in our supply chain here in the United States. Our export markets will undoubtedly cut us off depending upon the disease.
Michael Kelsey is the executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. He says he's open to new technologies as long as they're not too cumbersome.
That would be the key, is how easy they are to use in an industry that we can keep the speed of commerce flowing, keep the transport of livestock, the transition of livestock from buyer to seller and all those types of things in place.
Calvert is a small rancher and says he's skeptical of facial recognition, but he says other ranchers may jump on board because it's cheaper than radio frequency ear tags.
Producers that are concerned about traceability are going to jump on the bandwagon. The facial recognition software may be the ticket because a $9, even a $20 a year subscription to a phone app is going to be far cheaper than tagging 500 calves with RFID tags.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's aware of research into cattle facial recognition and will continue to evaluate it. But right now, there's no plan to officially use the technology to trace cattle. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.